A number of news sources have reported that Mayor Michael Bloomberg is ordering volunteer relief services in some of the hardest hit areas of the city to close down. According to the New York Times, volunteer relief workers on Staten Island have said an official who identified himself as Ronald Cohen of the mayor's office told them their aid distribution center in the Midland area was unsafe and must be dismantled. He was quoted as saying, "We're moving you out," and reportedly ordered a Red Cross truck delivering supplies to leave the area. Photographer and photojournalist Sid London says she observed similar efforts to close down voluntary relief efforts in the Rockaways, even though conditions for many of the people who live there have not improved.
I was really hoping to find movement. I went out last Tuesday, and I was in touch with some higher-ups at the Department of Health for New York City. Over the course of the rest of the week, I was talking with them, and I was assured that masks had been delivered, that vaccines were going to happen, that these pharmacies would accept EPAP. And so I went back out on Sunday to check and see, and no masks had been delivered, so we're talking about 4.5 weeks now. And so while I was there, people were coming in, both elderly and young and everybody in between, and they were having this thing that everyone's calling the Rockaway cough now. It's a really bad cough, and everyone's sinuses are messed up. People are getting nosebleeds now, but there's no mask at all. In addition to that, they have been repeatedly asking for the water to be tested. The city has said that the water was tested in the area, and of course that's really important, but they haven't tested the individual NYCHA buildings, to my knowledge, or anybody else's out there. And so if you talk to anybody in the buildings, they say that the water stings. If you try to brush your teeth or if you try to take a shower, it's like this burning, stinging sensation on your body. And now the children have full body rashes, and a lot of adults are getting a rash as well as an umbilicus rash. So basically around the mouth, on the stomach, that area.
I read on your Facebook page in the description of the photographs that in some of these apartments, it was like walking into a wall of mold, and children are living in these apartments.
As soon as I walked into, for instance, one apartment over on Beach 57th in the NYCHA buildings, it literally felt like hitting a wall of mold. I'm still having trouble breathing today from it. And there was 4 young children. I would say the oldest was about 5 years old, and they were all playing. The mold is literally everywhere, like including all on the baseboards. And so they would be dropping their toys and picking them up and putting them in their mouth. And there's mold and this brown water goo everywhere. And this is an apartment, and I just said they cleaned this past week.
What about the Federal Emergency Management Agency and NYCHA? How are they performing? Are they testing apartments? Are they being sure that people's apartments are safe? What are they doing?
FEMA has gone through, and I went into some of these apartments, and I looked at the forms, which are getting forwarded to me, and they're denying the apartments on the first floor. They denied them because they said there was no visible damage. There's mold growing everywhere, including in people's clothing, sheets, bedding, mattresses, pillows. So they're breathing it in at night. It's growing all over the windows. And then it's all around the floorboards. And because, you know, a lot of the furniture that's in there is made of fiberboard, it all got saturated with water and is drying out, but is moldy and everything is collapsing. People's bookcases are all leaning and mushy. And so what I did, since NYCHA said they came in and cleaned it, and these photographs are after they cleaned it, I used yesterday's newspaper, the front of the newspaper, in some of the photos to verify the date.
How about the lines? Are people still lining up for supplies, water, food, warm blankets?
The lines were longer than ever. They were about a block and a half long. I have photographs of that as well. And the city is putting a lot of pressure on these local action centers to close down. I'm reading articles about it in Staten Island, and I'm seeing it firsthand in the Rockaways. They're claiming the need is no longer there, but if it wasn't there, why are people lining up hours before distribution centers open just to make sure they can get a blanket or a can of tuna fish?
the community center where you work that's under threat of being closed by the city right now, does that include the health clinic that is serving the people there?
That's the biggest part they want to shut down. The community center itself that's been there before Sandy, just to be clear, they're not under pressure to get shut down. It's the organizing action center that's going on sort of within it that they want to shut down. They don't want the medic center there. They think that people should just go to the two city mobile medic vans in the Rockaways that are 100 blocks apart. And they think that there's no need to continue doing the distribution.
Who's running these distribution centers that the city's trying to close down?
The one that I'm working at is run by Aria Doe, Miss Doe, D-O-E. She has been running this community center for years, long before anything happened. And then she knew that when Sandy hit that this was going to be needed. And she's working with the People's Relief. And the People's Relief is organizing. The Red Cross drops off blankets and brings in some hot meals for people. So she's working with a lot of different organizations, and they're bringing in the relief supplies, and people are coming. It's their neighborhood. They know this is a trusted site. It's all familiar faces.
And what will happen to the residents if distribution centers like the one where you've been working close?
They're in such a bad position right now, just struggling to breathe and get water. I can't even imagine what would happen. I mean, the death toll is still climbing right now, which people don't seem to recognize because people are stuck in the NYCHA buildings and they can't get their prescriptions because so many pharmacies are closed. So people are still dying. If these distribution centers close, I think that we would see two things happen. More people would die, and all these people that have been patiently hanging on are going to get real angry.
Sid London is a photographer and photojournalist based in Brooklyn.